So ons as gemeente het so die laaste ruk seker as ek nou moet bietjie terugdink, ons het nou Paasnaweek gehad wat ons bietjie die Here met ons oor ander dinge gepraat het, maar die Here is besig eintlik al met ons ouderlinge van Januarie af besig om te praat hoe lyk gesonde kerk sodat ons God verteenwoordig en sy koninkryk kan kom waar ons is. So God has been speaking to us about healthy church, mature church, and what does it look like so that where we are, we represent Him fully. And en natuurlijk is het baie meer as net vanoggend se sermon. Ek gaan, waar ek 2 weke terug was, 'n bietjie aangaan. En just something that I've really been experiencing over the last 3-4 weeks is that when God wants to move in us as a congregation, He has to move in us personally first. He cannot move the congregation if individuals is not moved. It won't happen. So I can just testify that as I'm bringing a word concerning what does healthy church or mature church looks like, God is moving in me concerning that. So I just want to remind us of a scripture to help us give us the importance of church. And we have preached it for a few Sundays, so shared the sermon on that. So, gesonde kerk, hoekom? En ek wil net opsit, Efesiërs 1 vers 11 en 12. Ons het 'n klomp skrif op 'n stadium oor het gelees, en al wat ons deur die hele Nuwe Testament sien, is dat God geen ander plan het nie. Hy het nie 'n plan B nie. Die kerk wat hy agtergelaat het, is sy plan. En hier is om net een skrif wat ek vanoggend net weer wil opsit. Deur wat Christus gedoen het, het ons, en ons daar is alle gelowiges, is the church, het ons ook deel van God se eie erfdeel geword. Ons was vooraf daartoe bestem. Dit was God se doel. Hy het alles laat uitwerk soos hy dit beplan en wou gehad het. So hy's nie omkant gevang nie. Hy het dit so beplan. En luister die laaste sin. Die gevolg is dat God se grootheid deur ons bestaan verheerlik word. Can I say again? Wat is gevolg? The consequence, thanks. The consequence is that God is glorified through the church. So where we are, God can be seen. So it is important that we know what is God planned for the church and the church to be so that we can glorify Him. And what we've asked on previous Sundays is our definition the same as God's definition for church? And obviously we wouldn't like to be a church according to God's definition, according to God's plan, so that we can present them fully. Net later, ek dink in hoofstuk 3 sê dat God se glorie sal skyn waar ons as kerk is. That He be glorified where we are as a church. So that's where God is talking to us about is, en ek dink iets wat ek net daar Bybel sê, so ek ervaar van die begin van die jaar af dat die Here met ons oor twee goed is, so as ek twee groter reminders moet opsit net, is that God wants us to present Him in a lost world. He wants to reach a lost world. And therefore, He wants us to be like the church He planned for us to be. And when we are that, we will be better in reaching a lost world. So, voor ons uitspring om vreeslik graag te wil reach, is, are we ourselves obeying and following after what God has asked us for? And the more we do that, and we don't have to be perfect before we can reach out. We reach out daily. But God wants to grow us and mature us as a church so that when others join, they will find healthy church. They will find God present amongst us. So in short, those two things, as iemand jou vra, waaroor praat die Here met julle as gemeente, dan is dit wat ons ervaar as ouderlinge, dat die Here ons wil gebruik in a lost world, that's number one, but that He wants those that are found by Him through the church, that they would find healthy church, God being present amongst the members of the church. So ons het so 'n paar weke terug vir mekaar gevra, so wat is kerk? weet jy wie die van julle wat hier was, het so 'n video gekyk van 'n ou van 'n rugby speler en rugby spanne wat gespeel het. They ran the whole field up and down, brilliant rugby, and when the last guy dived over the line, he lost the ball. And sometimes we as a church can do that, and we don't want to do that. It was very funny to look at it, but so we don't want to play our whole lives church and play and play and never score. We want to be effective and do what God has called us for. Ons wil wees dit wat God ons voor geroep het. So ek lees vanoggend vir ons uit Handelinge 4 vers 32 en deel 'n paar gedagtes uit dit uit. Acts 4 verse 32. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul. I just want to stand still with it. They were of one heart and soul. One heart and one soul. There was a unity amongst the church of heart and soul. Soul is how we think, is our emotions. Heart is our spirit and our connection to one another. Our hearts were one. En soos wat ons het lees, is die vraag vir oggend, en vir die Here om iets te verander, we need to be real. Hiding does not change anything. We need to be real. We need to be open and transparent before God. That's why going to God, you can either defend yourself or allow God to defend you. His cross and His blood. And I would prefer God to defend me rather than me myself. So as a church as well, when we come before God, we don't come defending ourselves. We come open and say, Lord, speak to us. Talk to us. We are open that you may say. And the question that we have to ask is, you personally and me personally, where you are, how do you experience the oneness of heart and the oneness of soul as a church? And we're only a part of the church. There's obviously a much bigger church. Before we can do something about the bigger church, it must start with us individually, with the small groups, with us as a congregation. And then God can do more than that. So die vraag vir oggend vir elkeen van ons is, hoe lyk die eenheid van hart en siel tussen ons? And if someone had to ask you personally, you don't judge anyone, you don't think about anyone else, what do you experience personally about it? Do you experience oneness or not? Do you experience hearts connected, cut for one another? Do you experience the emotions and the character behavior towards one another as oneness or not? And if not, we're just honest about it. Say, God, you've got to help us. We're not here. And it would differ from individual to individual. I think something that I learned over the last few months is for the individual that does not... Ek was gou net terug gaan na die scripture toe. For the oneness, for the individual in our community of faith that does not experience the oneness, it is all of our responsibility. Kan ek dit weer sê, want ons mis dit so maklik in die liggaam. As Reinhard met iets spesifiek, hy sê, ek ervaar niks hiervan nie. It's not present. I don't experience it. That's not reality for me. Amongst the believers in our community of faith. If he says that, what we normally do, we says it's your problem, you've got to sort it out. And that's not what the body does. Die liggaam sê, dit is hoe Reinhard het ervaar, is ons almal se verantwoordelikheid om dit anders te kry. Hoe gaan ons dit doen? How are we going to help and to change that? It's him experiencing it personally, but it's all of ours to take responsibility for that. And no one said that any of them, of the things that belonged to him, was his own. Was dit vir oggend, Francis se woord sluit so mooi by dit aan, wat die vroeë kerk gedoen het. All was in common, but they had everything in common. So hoe ervaar ons dit individueel tussen mekaar? Concerning, is it mine or is it ours? Do we see our needs met when we do have needs? By the rest of the body? Or are we actually living as individuals within the body? And what we see of the early church, there was no place for that. Nothing. That was not part of their lifestyle. It was completely different. So I just wrote down here, they had shared time, they had shared food, shared possessions, a shared identity. That was the early church, a godly family. The opposite is that is not our problem. En ek, as ons kyk na ons land en ons eie community en ons eie woongebied, is die vraag, hoeveel is van dit teenwoordig in ons lewens? It's not my problem. As ons eerlik moet wees met mekaar vanoggend, that's not my problem. And the church did not engage that way in the early church. It was our problem. And God wants to move us. God wants to change us. There's a lot of good things happening in and amongst us. And as I prepared for this morning, I came across a book. I can't remember the title of the book. Did I write it down? The gospel comes with a key to the house. The title of the book. Do you read it? Do you hear it? The gospel comes with a key to the house. Who's the house? When we're talking about the gospel, it's us. When you accept the gospel, you've got a key to this house. You are part of it. You enter. You're inside. Not outside. And the question that we have to ask us, I think in our community it's easier as you go into the city. The statement on the next slide is a bit more true. So just, are we breeding loneliness in the church? And I think if we could be honest and ask people to raise their hands this morning, is that statement true for you in this community of faith? We will have our hands raised. I feel lonely in this community of faith. Do we breed loneliness or not? Kweek ons eensaamheid? Voel ons partykeer op 'n eiland? Or do we have a key to the body or not? En die vrou se boek skryf dat enkel vrouens onder in die hoop van loneliness lê. Single women in our society is just all over single women. I think at the moment 70% of children born in 2017 in South Africa was born to a single mom. 70%. And they struggle on their own through life. And where do they find them in church? En 'n interessante ding wat die skrywer skryf, ek gaan dit probeer, ek het dit in Afrikaans probeer vertaal, hy sê, of is dit vroue wat dit geskryf het, sy sê, desperate mense het idols. Desperate people has idols. Maybe if we take away the desperation, we will solve the problem of idols except of Christ. Kan ons dit weer sê, so, desperate, if we are desperate, we are creating something to hold on to. I'm important. This is important for me. This, it becomes my identity, that idol. En wat die vrou skryf is, miskien as ons met die desperaatheid handel, we fight the idols in the church. Maybe if we work at the desperation of loneliness, of isolation, of not being connected, of not feeling part of the home, we will sort out the idols. Sal ons iets doen aan daai idols. So oor die algemeen wêreldwyd, en ek dink ons in ons gemeente is in 'n groot mate nog gelukkig wat dit dan betref, and therefore God wants to build on it. There's a low to non-existing culture of godly family in the church worldwide. En ek het maar weer sê in Afrikaans, daar's 'n lae of geen teenwoordigheid van goddelike familie in die kerk oor die algemeen nie. And God wants to change that. God wants to grow that. There's ek kry dit nie baie nie, maar ek wil sommer 'n paar aanhalings vanoggend maak hoe dat ek kry dat iemand sal sê, I had a lot of friends until I joined the church. And obviously we lose ungodly friends, but we're supposed to get godly friends. And sometimes we don't. And that's the church's problem. It's not his problem or her problem. Dan kry jy weer iemand anders wat sê, "Sjoe, die Here het vir my 'n geestelike familie gegee wat net skrik vir niks." So we see the difference in experience within the church. And God wants all of us to have a key to this home. So iets wat oor die Here met my oor praat, en ek gaan miskien net vinnig iets oor dit sê, is soos ek stoei met hoe lyk 'n kleiner groep van faith community. Ons weet dat almal wat hier sit kan nie intieme vriende wees nie. It's too many people. Jy kan nie met soveel mense close relationship hê nie. So that's why we are in cell groups, and we as a church believe that most of the church finds its place in small group, not on a Sunday morning. It's part of church here, but this is only a small part. We would like to see most of it happening through the week. So ons as gemeente is al jare lank, sê ons dit vir mekaar. Partykeer kry ons dit baie goed reg, en ander kere gaan dit nie so goed nie. So iets wat ek in die 2 weke wat verby is oor gedink het, en voor Ancient America toe is, gepraat het oor, is hoe begin natuurlike familie, en hoe werk natuurlike familie, en how can I learn from that? God always does that. He takes the natural and he shows himself through the natural. Romans 1 says it. So how God works with his son, I can copy from that. We can take it from the other side as well. How God would do it, and how can I do it towards my son? Or hoe sal die natuurlike familie werk, en hoe kan ons in geestelike familie in dit ingroei? So ek sien hoe dat ek en Miranda eenheid op ons eie is, we get children, and in the beginning they're totally dependent on us. En langsaan moet jy nou sien, die Here het allemaal uitgestuur 2-2, and they're finding unbelievers, and invite them in, and they accept Christ. And in the beginning, they are totally dependent of those that brought the gospel to them. But what are we trying to do? We're trying to get them independent. We're trying to get them mature. So the same with my natural family, I'm trying to get, now we're doing well, Kristen, to get a mature and independent. And as we see, it's just natural. What happens when you're getting 13, 14, 15? Where's most of the time spent? It's with friends of the same age. Not with me, with mom and dad anymore. Sometimes tough for us would be. It's our third one. We get used to it now. But so ons sien hoe natuurlike family deur transition gaan. And spiritual natuurlike family gaan ook deur die transition. And then one day we pray that God will send a husband and she will be on her own. And they will start their own new groups. And they will get their own children. And what can we learn from natural family as we move through the seasons of connecting as believers? En ons sien dat daar tye is wat mense vreeslik afhanklik aan, but you want them to be dependent upon God, not you. But the relationship stays. So ek wil ons eintlik aanmoedig om bietjie te dink oor natuurlike familie. How do we disciple people and they as a group comes together and they join to one another? And as they become mature, they would be a close family and they would be an identity group on their own later. Maar close family, wat is die grootste probleem in ons samelewing, dink ek net vir oggend, op die oomblik in gesinne? Wat sou julle sê, wat is een ding wat uitstaan van gesinne in die gejaagde technologiese lewe wat ons leef? Sê maar. Kwaliteit tyd, ek hou daarvan. Which leads to disconnectedness. So iets wat ons sien in gesinne, people are disconnected although they're living under one roof. Can we see it's the same thing in the spiritual family? We can be together in this family, but we can be disconnected. Ons kry dit even in gesinne reg wat onder dieselfde dak leef. And God doesn't want that. He wants intimate relationship. And God wants us to move there. Ek hoor sulke mooi goed in die paar weke wat verby is, seker oor my ore ingestel is. I would hear someone say, I feel nurtured here. It's not cold and harsh. On the other hand, I would hear someone say, we've tried 3 couples to mentor us as a couple. And they all just disappeared. There was no sticking with what we talked about. No consistent relationship. Or I would hear someone say, when so-and-so is around, I feel safe. That's what God wants. God wants us to feel safe. His children to feel safe. So, miskien, ietsie wat ek raak gelees het, ek kan nie onthou waar ek om raak gelees het op die volgende slide, en as dit alles wat jy vir oggend onthou is, this is my wish for us as a church. It says, can the church shift from operating often alone and occasionally that should be together. Okay, so, daar's 'n tikfout. Nou is my hele slide daarmee heen. Can the church shift from operating often alone and occasionally together to be often together and occasionally alone? That was the early church. And if as jy net een ding vir oggend onthou, wil ek graag hê dit saam met jou uitstuur. As iemand vir jou vra waaroor die Here vanoggend met julle gepraat, dan sit net as net dit kan sê, kan die kerk beweeg van 'n plek waar ons min by mekaar is en baie alleen is na 'n plek toe waar ons baie by mekaar is en min tye alleen het. Can God that do that? That was the early church. And dit is nie om dependence te create nie, but to launch and strengthen and form and equip one another to care. Net soos wat die Here bedoel het dat ek en Marinda aan ons kinders verbondsfamilie moet wees, verbondsgesin moet wees, het die Here bedoel dat geestelike familie en geestelike gesinne ook daai verbond tussen hulle moet hê. En I'm going to skip all of this. Miskien net vinnig, ek het 'n klomp skrif en dan gaan ons klaar maak met dit. Klomp skrif in die Bybel gaan soek and see right through the New Testament how many times the terminology is family. Fathers, mothers, sons, daughters, loving one another, caring for one another, sharing with one another. So right through the New Testament, we can see that the body of Christ is always related to family, tot 'n gesin. Ek sal dalk in die e-pos vir julle 'n bietjie uitstuur, sommer net al die verskillende skrifte. I'm just going to skip that. En ek wil miskien prakties afsluit met drie praktiese wenke. So ek, Maria, daar's 'n paar slides wat jy kan skip tot by praktiese wenke as jy hom vinnig kan sien. So 4-5 slides aan. So iets wat ek ons gemeente mee wil aanmoedig is how do we create this covenant family? And I put down three things that hopefully we can grow in. Ietsie wat ek nogal ervaar die laaste ruk is dat geografie is 'n groot negatief om family en gesin te wees. So because it's tough, because our work is load is heavy. Ek wil ons eintlik aanmoedig dat ons nie nog teen geografie beer nie. En dit beteken maar net as ons ver is van mekaar af, dis nog moeiliker. Because we need to spend a lot of time together. God wants us to spend more time together and less time alone. So geografie sien ek speel 'n groot rol in my lewe. Al is ek en Anton en Sonja en Marinda so lief vir mekaar en kom ons al vir 25 jaar aan, it's tough to spend a lot of time together. Want hulle bly net in 'n ander area as ons. So ek wil jou aanmoedig, stel jou huis oop oor vakansies of naweke. En ek weet nog nie hoe die Here dit wil doen nie, but sometimes people need to be in a home, even people in our congregation. Ek het op my notas neergeskryf is, ek weet nie of dit Rian of Chart gaan wees nie, maar hulle gaan dit waag om vir 'n naweek met hulle gesin by ons te kom bly, net hier in Ceres in ons huis. And we're just going to spend the weekend together and see what God does. And maybe over the holiday. Wil julle vier, stuur julle vier kinders, hulle kom bly vir die vakansie vir 3-4 dae by ons in die huis. Ek is 'n praktiese manier hoe die Here ons harte aan mekaar wil sny en aan mekaar wil vasmaak. That we will experience godly family as a church and not only me and Marinda and our four kids. So dis een ding wat ek voel die Here vir ons wil gee is, and when someone say I need a home, no questions ask. Die wat gesê het hulle huise is oop, you can come. Stay with us for 3 weeks if it needs to. Ek en Marinda, die Here het dit so gedoen want ek sien my mense sien mos eers met hindsight wat die Here met jou besig is. Die Here het ons huis oor die laaste 6 maande gereeld ons in 'n posisie gesit wat ons huis moet oopmaak waar ander mense by ons bly. En dit is staf. And then, soos Anshin altyd sê, wanneer ons doen wat God wil hê, it becomes a huge blessing. It becomes a huge blessing. Dit is net God se teenwoordigheid is net daarin. It becomes easy. It becomes godly. En dit is net God se teenwoordigheid is daar waar ons doen wat hy sê. En ag so vir ons net ek sien en ek het dit gesien dit was eerste Brett found me sies I've got a young guy he's got to come for an electrician I don't know 1 month experience visit to Ceres will you take him sê send him he can come and stay with us vat hy ons fiets na hy is nou werk toe op en af maar verder bly by ons in die huis dan dink ek net Vrydag hoop die Percy hoor my nie moet net Vrydag raak ek gaan Percy huis toe vir die naweek Dan vra Percy vrydagoggend, oom, is daar right as ek hier bly vir die naweek? ja, enige tyd, Percy. Stay with us, you know. En anyway, so as sommer net in ons eie lewe sien ons wat 'n blessing het vir ons was, dat ons huis oop is vir ander mense. And sometimes it's tough, and sometimes vir ons kinders is dit partykeer moeiliker as vir ons, but God wants that. En ek wil julle as klein groepe aanmoedig om soos familie te leef. So dink wat is nodig vir gesonde gesin as jy Erasmusse 'n gesonde gesin wil wees. Hoe duplicate hulle dit? And in our society need covenant families to reproduce what they have into society. And you need to allow other families into your covenant family if we want that to happen. So dink aan enigiets, hoe werk Herman se huis? He's got a covenant family. How do you allow that to go outside of your home or to come into your home to impart that? To launch other families that they can be covenant family as well. But they need to be covenanted with your family. And God wants that. En ek het gedink, miskien omdat geografie so moeilik is, hoe kry jy iets van dit in jou buurt reg? Hoe kry jy dit in die bokveld tussen die plase wat na mekaar is? Hoe kry jy dit reg? Vestig buurtgedrewe intimiteit. Don't try and win geography, die geografie wat ver is. Moenie dit probeer nie. Ek dink is te taaf in die tye wat ons leef. Bly naby mekaar en connect mekaar so. Marie, jy kan maar laat weet as ek en Marinda by julle kan kom kuier vir 'n naweek. We're going to move in and stay with you guys. Marie braai meer as ek, so ek wil graag daar gaan kuier. So ek laaste gedagte. Ek sien hierdie honger tussen ons en in some way that we sometimes miss it. Daar's baie wat ek sê daar's baie mooi positiewe getuienisse uit ons gemeente uit. Hoe mense net hulle huis oopmaak. Mense kan maar net kom tyd spandeer daar na werk en net tyd kom maak. So ek so rukkie terug plant ons 'n nuwe klein groep. En 'n week daarna praat ek op die telefoon met een van die persone wat ons na die klein groep toe genooi het en En een van die goed het my sê, dit sit so my hart vas, hy sê, toe hy weggaan van die planting van die klein groep af, toe sê hy vir sy vrou, want hy sien toe wie nog in die groep is, hy sê, hy sien uit, want hy sien, daar's 'n kappel, wat pa, ma, rolle in hulle lewe kan speel. Ja, so verlange in almal se hart, om nie net met God die Vader connected te wees nie, maar om iets daarvan hier te ervaar, vir jong mense en jong kappels, wat iets van 'n pa en 'n ma wil hê. Mag die Here ons help. Ek hoop die drie wenke is nie te challenging nie. En ons huis is oop as enige iemand wil kom bly. Kristen sê sy gaan dan hy week op hokkie toer of iets, maar kom ons bid saam. Ons vertrou die Here regtig dat hy ons as familie in die gemeente hegter na mekaar toe gaan bring. And small groups is a good place to start.